You are listening to Round Table. If travel is fatal to prejudice, bigotry, and narrow-mindedness, as Mark Twain wrote in Innocents Abroad, then surely it helps if the younger generation gain experience working abroad in today's globalized world. But is it a good thing? Let's talk about the work experience overseas. Is it something that is very conducive to the development of a young person today?
Well, you know, I think that depends on the personality of the person. But I think with the proper personality, it is something that can help to build your character. Living abroad, you will face enormous challenges that aren't necessarily challenges for other people. You'll find yourself forge relationships with people. You'll become closer because they help you survive in their native environment. But at the same time, too, you know, you're learning and experiencing stuff every day. And sometimes it helps you build your character to be able to be in a situation. Well, let's take a situation for me. You know, if something were to happen on some kind of level, like maybe I needed to go to a hospital, you know, my Chinese is not the greatest, but to be able to know what to do in a situation where the answer isn't so clear, but to have friends and a strong group of people always there to help you, because definitely you would need that, as well as a stronger character to be able to know how to handle this situation. I think this makes you think with a broader mind. I think this allows you to see something that is that comes your way. It's a challenge, but instead of panicking and being like, I don't know how to deal with this, you realize after being abroad, the best way to deal with something is to keep a cool head. To keep a cool head, not let panic get to you, and then just say, okay, this is a problem. Let's try to figure out what I need to do. And so that's the first thing. What do you guys think? Yeah. That makes sense? Yeah.
I think one of my biggest regrets is not having a gap year when I was in my early 20s so that I can travel around, maybe have a job or maybe learn something. I mean, take some some courses, like without having a very formal diplomat, something like that. Because when you're in your 20s, it's your time to explore the world. It's the time where you can make mistakes. You can kind of waste some time, but it's not actually wasting time, but to know people around, know different culture. And I would very much recommend you to do that.
Yeah, some other things it can do is open up new career paths. I think Obama was the one that said the new kind of higher education is actually getting experiences outside your comfort zone, outside your, you know, where you live, where you call home, because that's where you shine. That's where you learn to deal with these risks. You become a more courageous and brave person. Globalization is the trend, folks. I mean, you got to get out of your comfort zone. That's just something that might will be the future, I think. It can broaden your mind. Obviously, you're experiencing new cultures, new things every day. This is helping you realize the world is actually a much smaller place than what you thought it was before. I think it encourages you to take risks, you know, every day. Sometimes you don't feel like going out your door because maybe it's just not home or something like that. But you're like, I'm going to do it because I need to do it because this is how I become better. And encouraging you to take all these different risks, I think that's how you grow through your struggles. And honestly, I mean, to go off a little of the script here and talk about just really me, I think the biggest thing I've gotten from working abroad is that I've gotten to meet people and realize, yeah, this world is a small place, in that we're all human beings, and actually different cultures aren't something that's like a huge struggle for me. But I find many times, especially working with these ladies, it's something that's complementary. They see a different side of a mountain that we're both looking at, but because it's so big, we don't see the same side. But with their help and them telling me what they see, I get the bigger picture of this mountain and I understand it better. And that is priceless. I think the only thing you got to keep in mind is, remember, when you work in your 20s in a foreign country, I think the longer you're there, the more you become to grow your roots. I think that's the same anywhere. So remember to have a game plan wherever you work. Know what you want and what you want to get. But I wouldn't take this experience back for the world. I think it's definitely all good.
Ooh, after that...
It's not easy. It's not easy.
Yeah, I know.
It's a struggle, but it's the reward is huge.
Yes, and I think it's very convincing coming from you, Ryan, after that speech, I feel I'm just...
To be or not to be.
And I'm just bringing up the mundane side of things because I think for Chinese
for
people, you need to sort out your work visa, right?
Yeah, that's...
It's not very practical.
Oh, now you're being a buzzkill now.
Yes. Anti-climax. Sorry about that. Yes, but also look at the practical side of things, Neil Honglin. Like,
yes.
What are some of the maybe obstacles that one should bear in mind before embarking on this journey?
Well, first of all, if you started to have a job outside your country and you are planning to go back, it's possible for you to have to start over all over again from a starting point because your working experience does not count that much back home. And also you will have culture shock when you were there and doing your job. You miss your family and friends and you will miss some holidays back home. All those things are there, but I still have to say maybe life is not about... Hustle is not about... It's about experience.
Yeah, but at the same time, you miss your family, you miss
your friends.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, you could live in Beijing and your family's in Shanghai or Guangzhou. Like, that doesn't necessarily mean you live in the same country, you see them all the time. I think now we'll find that jobs and where we need to go for our industries isn't always going to be home. We got to leave the nest. So it's important to try to find the positive in this. And I think when you go especially farther from the nest to a new country... I think many times you'll find appreciation for the global spectrum, who we all are in our big world together, and who you are. I think at the this will also help you decide who you are as a person as well.
Yeah, and but you will find it difficult to survive if you don't have good cooking ability.
Yeah, so you'll know a couple of dishes from the place that you're living at right now. Maybe it's away from home. That experience will enrich you and build your character.
For sure.
Considering you're still so young, right? You're listening to Roundtable, and that's it for today. Bye-bye, everybody.